After endless fog-drenched years, they've grown restless. The lapping of the sea waves, no longer a dull comfort, but bell tones on a deep itch. They are losing their cloudy sense of bridled obedience and are remembering their herd past. Unlike many of their kind, they have lasted long enough to hear the cry of generation. A long, deep, stony groan is felt more than heard by their minders. Up through the minders' small, chalky bones they wear on the inside. Then, like huge metal bowstrings drawn tight and released, their angular, towering legs shift, arc slightly, shudder and pull loose, sprinkling across their long shadows anchor bolts as big as sledgehammers and jagged polyhedra of concrete. The minders cower, their uncomprehending words shouted away, arms spread flatly and knees bent as if to squash the realization that today's quota won't be met. The first in the line, closest to the gravelly hills bordering the port, swings its towering neck gracefully to the right. Steel pillars and crossbeams twang brightly. Dirty orange paint flakes fall like dinner plate dander. Its first tentative step snaps the minders out of their disbelief, and they scatter like pigeons as the second giant in line turns to follow the first. And so the third, and so the fourth. Four giants walk slowly now, away from the water and the ships and the labor of the containers. One pauses to call out a long, polyphonic percussive howl that rattles and echoes within the natural amphitheater. All human traffic is arrested, gawking. But in that human silence, a call returns from across the port as a blue giant answers in kind and turns to lead its pack to join the orange.